Alrighty, welcome to Miracle Night, guys. Welcome to Miracle Night. Thank you for the hearts on Instagram. Thank you so much. Listen, if you want to tune in with us tonight, we're on Instagram Live. We're on the radio live. You can go to thekingdomradio.com, listen to us live right now, or you can listen to us here on Instagram. We are trying to go live back on YouTube all at one time, and we're trying to go live back on Facebook Live and TikTok Live. So we're going to be on all these platforms at one time. We can reach more people, okay? And we're going to start doing a session where people can come on face-to-face with Zoom calls, okay? So we're going to get into all that later on, too. So as the Lord leads us and guides us, and but thank you, guys, for everything you do. And we're going to get into a subject tonight. And by the way, you can go back and listen to every one of these on another website called thekingdompodcast.com. You can go on there, or you can go back on the radio and listen to what was on tonight. So there you go. Oh, you can also, guys, if you're not on our email list, you can go to connect.com, and I'll put it on here. Connect. It is connect dot God Saving Ministries. Okay. .com. Okay. If you're not on our email list, on our daily word from God, sign up. I urge you, because everything that goes through them emails, everything we're doing in the ministry, everything you can tune in, you can be connected to. So that's why we created that website for that. So you can go to connect.godsavingministries.com. If you're listening from the radio land, that's where you can connect, okay? We're working on a giving portal where you can just go on a website and you want to sow a seed to the ministry. You're more than welcome. Right now, we got two portals. We're on Venmo at God Saving Ministries, and we're on Cash App at God Saving Ministries. If you feel led to sow tonight to the ministry, we appreciate every one of your gifts, and it helps us do the work of God, okay? I don't harp on money. When you give money, it's a blessing. God will bless you for helping do his work. This ain't my ministry. It's God's ministry. Okay? So there you go. I'm going to leave that to you, and I'm going to let God lead you in your giving, because, listen, I don't have power to bless you. He does. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, guys, we are going to go to Ephesians chapter 6. Who's ready for the word tonight? Come on, guys. Y'all dead tonight here on Instagram. Come on, guys. I need some hearts. I need some amens. I need some things going here tonight, because there you go. Give the hearts and give the amen and give the comments. The more, there's a thumbs up. There you go. Good job. See, you caused somebody else to come in here. Every time we're active on the feed here on Instagram, guys, it causes the feed to go out to new people. So, I'm not just sharing the gospel tonight. You're going to help me share the gospel by giving me some hearts, by giving me some thumbs up or amen. And before we get started tonight, guys, I want a live crew here. I want people participating in what God's doing tonight. So what you can do to participate, you can put a thumbs up just like he did, or hearts, whoever's doing the hearts, thank you. And God appreciates you too. And there is my wife, and I will make her a ministrator. So making my wife a ministrator, guys, so y'all don't be bad, okay? Because she will knock you off. But we've had some good people come on here on Instagram. He loves hearing the gospel. Yes, I do too. Okay, if you got your Bibles, type amen, type Bible down at the bottom. Now, I'm going to teach y'all to be active. Oh, there's amen. Okay, I'm going to teach y'all how to be active. I want you to type Bible down at the bottom. If you got your Bible, I want you to type Bible down at the bottom. And if you're listening on our radio station, if you're on Instagram, tune into the Instagram. We're at God Saving Ministries. We're at God Saving Ministries on Instagram. So the at sign, you just type in the Instagram. It goes right to the page, and you can see us live. We are on Instagram tonight. We love Instagram. Instagram's been really good to us. They have not sent us no trolls in here. We used to be on TikTok, and that's all we got was trolls. We got trolls in there all the time saying, godly, I mean, it's just crazy. So, that being said, all right, let's get started. We got some amens in the house. All right. Let's get started. We're going to be talking about defensive, okay? We're going to be talking about being defensive. God has gave every one of us a defensive tool. You know that? Maybe I'm talking to the choir, or maybe I'm talking to somebody else. Just maybe, I don't know. But God has gave us a defensive tool. What am I talking about tonight, defensive? See, there's one, when we get into a ball game or a football game, you guys know about football games, right? When you get in a football game, you got the offense and you got the defense, right? And when whoever's got the ball is on offense, and whoever's don't got the ball, they're on defense. But God has gave every one of us a defensive tool to protect ourselves. Come on. He's gave even animals, me and my wife was talking about this last night, he's gave animals and skunks a spray venom, and I still don't know what that's for, but I don't know. I mean, maybe skunks just spray it to protect themselves. I'm kind of thinking they really do. Maybe they do it to protect themselves, and that's why they spray the venom or whatever that thing's called, maybe stink bomb, I guess. Or skunk spray, however you want to call it. But even snakes have things that they have to protect themselves too. And so does ants. And so does fish. Every animal that was put on the face of this earth has a defense system. Why did God create them with a defense system? Because he knew that someday they might get attacked. There you go, some hearts. There you go, guys. Participate. Thank you for the hearts. Listen, God has gave us a defensive tool. And I'm going to tell you what it is tonight, and I'm going to tell you how to put it on, and I'm going to tell you how to dress yourself in it. That's why the Christians are so defeated by Satan, because they're not wearing this defense system. And God began to show me this morning. He said, son, I'm going to show you tonight. I'm going to show you how to put the defense system on, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, and when the enemy comes in to attack, you know how to respond to him. And God began to show me Ephesians 6, where it talks about the full armor of God. See, we can't just put on the shoes and forget the breastplate, and we cannot do everything and forget the helmet for sure. Because the helmet protects you from darts coming in your head. Oh, yeah. Why is it so curious that the enemy wants to come in, and the mostly when he comes in, I'm going to tell you when the devil comes in your life the most, when blessing is around. My. When did the enemy come to the children of Israel? When they was in bondage? No. When they were free. Hey, somebody not. You have gotten blessings in your life. You might got a healing in your life. And the devil's coming right back over you trying to steal what God just blessed you with. God began to speak to me the other day. I walked in this house. And God said, son, I need you to pray. I need you to pray. Because the enemy loves to steal what God has given you. But God has gave you a defense system. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. A defense system. And I'm going to show it to you guys on Instagram. You guys on the radio, I can't show it to you guys, but I can tell you. Here's what they call the armor of God. We got the helmet, we got the breastplate right here, and we got the belt of truth around the waist. We got the shoes, and we got the shield of faith right here. Okay? This is called the armor of God. This is what Paul was talking about in Ephesians. Put on the full armor of God. Why did he say full? Because you cannot half dress yourself in the middle of a battle. You cannot half dress yourself in the middle of a battle. A lot of you have been facing battles because the enemy is trying to steal what God just blessed you with. And let me just go a little bit step further. God's fixing to bless you even more. And you're going to have to learn to wear this thing 24/7. Why? Because, listen, the battle is going to get intense. It's too late when you start. Amen. Amen. So here is what I'm going to show you how to put this armor on. Everybody's heard about the armor. Everybody's heard about this armor. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and the shoes, the preparation of the gospel. Listen, this gospel will direct your feet in a right direction. What is he talking about? The preparation in the shoes. Let me tell you something. When God deals with feet, he deals with direction in your life. See, the enemy comes in and tries to confuse you. What direction do I need to go in? What did David say? Lord, your word is like a lamp under my feet. Come on. The word of God will give you direction every single time. So when we deal with the feet, we deal with the preparation of the shoes of the gospel, we deal with direction in our lives. Some of you need direction and you don't know which way to turn. You need direction about your job. You need a direction about a marriage. You need a direction about a business deal. You know what? Put the preparation of the shoes on. Come on. Put the preparation of the shoes on. Some of you tonight, the devil's been attacking you in your body, but you know what the belt represents? The belt represents that we know the truth. And the Bible says when you know the truth, it'll set you free. See, you might be sick and that's a fact, but the truth is you're healed. Past tense, it's done, it's finished. Come on. That is the belt of truth. And why is it around your waist? Because it's part of your body. The breastplate of righteousness. That represents our heart. The same way with the helmet. Your heart is up here. So as a man thinks, so shall he be. Whatever the mouth of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He's not talking about this heart right here. He's talking about your mind and your intellect. All this up here, this armor, protects all of this. Why does it protect your mind? Because listen, we got to put the mind of Christ on, guys. We got to speak to ourselves. Guess what, guys? Last but not least, and I'm going to go through this through the Word of God too, and I'm going to show you how to apply this stuff to your life. Listen, last but not least, there's one offense. The rest of this is defense. The shield of faith. Keep faith in your life. Speak faith. But there's one defense that actually cuts the devil back. And I'm going to show you in the Word of God where it says the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing every device and slunder. There's one offense that you have God gave you. All of this rest of stuff is defense. God gave you one offense to attack the devil. And I'm going to tell you where he's fixing to leave you guys alone. See, he don't like this message tonight. Come on, guys. Y'all participate tonight. Give me some hearts and amens. Amen, brother. Amen. Listen. He attacks you in your faith. He tries to tell you that God ain't going to do it. He attacks you here, guys. He attacks you with the truth because he tells you you are sick and you're full of cancer and you're full of fear. But what does the truth say? The belt of truth. God hadn't gave me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. A lot of you need to put the belt on. You let it slip off. The breastplate of righteousness. Who's righteous in here? Nobody. The Bible says there's none righteous. You're a filthy rag. Nobody's righteous. There's only one that's righteous. His name is Jesus Christ. If you think you're righteous, you're called self-righteous. If you think you can save yourself, then you're self-righteous. There's nobody in this room tonight or on the radio and around this world, no one is righteous. Nope. I'm sorry to say that. Jesus Christ is the only righteous one. And if we have him in our heart, then we're in right standing with God. We're in right standing with God. It's not by works that any man shall boast, what the Word of God says. It's not by your works. If you can save yourself, then why didn't you die on the cross? I'm just saying, guys. If you could have saved yourself, why didn't you have to die? Why did you die on the cross? You should have been the one dying on the cross, but you didn't. So what does he talk about the breastplate of righteousness? It ain't your works that saved you. It's his works. And when you, what the Bible says, if you confess and believe in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead, you shall be saved. And what did he say? Listen, man is righteous because what they believe. He said, if you believe in the Son of God, listen, God so loved the world. Listen, God so loved the world, John 3:16, everybody knows it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whoever shall believeth in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. It's not your works that you're going to make it to heaven. It's your faith and your belief in Jesus, what he done for you on the cross. And you can't sit and tell me you believe when you don't live it, when you don't believe it. Come on, somebody. You can't sit and tell me when you're going around telling me you're sick and Jesus died for your sins. And he also, 39 stripes, you were healed. Who believes that tonight? Say I believe it right now. Come on. Let's participate in here. Come on, guys. I believe it. Tell the devil out loud. I believe that I was healed 2,000 years ago. I'm going to tell you something. There's one defense something. See this defense sword right here? See that sword? I'm going to teach you something that's going to make the devil come out of your house and leave your house tonight and never come back. Every part of this body is a defense system. It is a defense system. The only one that is an offense system, and we don't use it enough. We sit around and talk defeat. I'm going to tell you what James says in the book of James. One little word can make a big motor on a boat move a different direction. I'm telling you something. God has gave you power to speak things into existence. And he told Abraham the same thing. He said, speak those things as they were. The devil can attack your mind. He can attack your faith. But when he let it come out here, he attacks your body. My, 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 my. And see, that's the sword of the Spirit. That's your defense system. The Bible said, whatever a man, listen, whatever comes out of a man's heart, the abundance of his mouth speaks. Let's just go there, James. Let's just go there right quick, guys. I'm going to go to James chapter 3. I'm going to show you how powerful your mouth is. And that is the sword of the Spirit, guys. And that's what he's talking about. Our mouth is our defense system. Come on, guys. Not defense, I'm sorry. Offense. This is the way we're going to defeat him. Maybe I'm preaching to the wrong people tonight. I don't know. I really don't know. But maybe I'm not. I don't know. Maybe I'm preaching to the wrong people. Now get this, guys. I'm going to show you something right here. Let me find it here, guys. Hold on. It says in James, it says, my brother, be not many masters, knowing that you shall receive the greater condemnation. For in the things that we offend all, if any man offend not in word, in the same is a perfect man. He bridles his old body. Behold, we put bits in a horse's mouth. Now, you ever seen bits in a horse's mouth? It controls him in the direction he's going. Come on, guys. Y'all got to get something here tonight. Your mouth will defeat you. I'm telling you. Your mouth is going to defeat you in this season. Behold, we put bits in a horse's mouth, and that they may obey us. It turns about their whole body. You can turn a horse like this, and his mouth will go over here, and he'll go that direction. Wow. God, control this mouth today, God. Control it. But the problem is, this stuff is getting in your head, and it comes out here, right? I mean, I don't know about y'all, but it comes in here in the brain first before it comes out the mind. But we have power to stop what comes out of here. The devil never knows what you're thinking, guys. He can only sow it. He cannot hear it. My God. Come on. He cannot hear what he sows. Come on. He's sowing things in your mind, but he can't hear what he's sowing. He can't. Why? The Bible says, whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. The devil cannot hear God. That's why he's jealous of you, because you're hearing God. He can't hear God no more. He has not heard from God in many, many decades. I can prove it in the Word of God. Let me tell you something. This is how I know the devil has not heard God's voice in a long, long time. You know why I know? Because the devil was not aware of God coming in the garden. Y'all got to listen to this. The devil was not aware. The devil was not aware when God was in the garden. He wasn't. Nowhere in Scripture said that he left Eve when he tempted Eve. He was still in the garden. But he didn't know God was nowhere around. The only ones could hear God was Adam. That's the first one God spoke to. Where aren't you, Adam? Who told you that you were naked? See, the enemy can't hear from God. That's why when he gets in you and the devil gets in you, you can't hear from God either. Come on, somebody. See, he's trying to block your eyes. He's trying to block your ears. Why? Because he don't want you to hear from God. Because when you start hearing from God, you get direction. Oh, yeah. My, 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 my. Some good stuff, guys. Watch this. We're in James chapter 3, verse 4. Behold also ships, when they are great, are driven of force winds, yet they are turned about with a very small hymn. Otherwise, a udder in the back of that boat. Very small. Big old boat. But a very small device controls them. I'm going to teach you guys something tonight. When you learn this tonight, you're going to walk victorious. Who wants to walk victorious? I'm tired of the devil kicking my butt, ain't you? Ain't you tonight? Listen, I don't want you to speak defeat never again from this night forward. Your defeat days are over. Don't you dare speak it. Because when you do, you control your atmosphere. You control things God is doing. Watch this. It says in verse 4, "Behold also ships, which though they be great, are driven with fear of winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm. Howsoever the governor listening." Otherwise, that little thing listens to that big old boat. "Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, now is great a matter of a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire in a world of iniquity." Wow. Your tongue can get you in trouble. And your tongue ties to this sword. God gave you a defense system. Note that, guys. Because in Revelation, Jesus was found with a sword coming out of his mouth. How can a sword come out of somebody's mouth? It can't. God said he represents your speeches, your words, as a sword. I'm going to tell you something. I can cut you with words like no other. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. That's a lie. That's a lie. I can use words to cut you to the bone. Oh, yeah. It's like a two-edged sword. I can use my words to make you feel this high. Or I can use my words to make you feel like this right here. Like you somebody on top of the world. But we got to realize something. God created the world in 6 days. You got to listen to this. You know, this is not for everybody tonight. This is for people that want to grow in God. This is for people that want to get somewhere in God. This is not for everybody. That's why everybody jumped ship tonight. Why? Because it's not for everybody. If it's just for one person, you're ready to grow in God, and God's here tonight teaching you. Listen, this is the assignment I want you to start doing, because I want you to walk victorious in 2020-24. A lot of us are going into the promises of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are fixing to walk in the promises of God, but you got to go and defeat and offense the enemy. Listen, he's going to be sowing doubt in your mind 24 hours a day. You think God's really going to bless you with that home? Oh, yes, he is. That's what God told me, and I'm standing on it by George, and I'm telling you face to face, he's going to bless me this year. I'm walking victorious, and my health is increasing, and my wealth is increasing. Speak to the devil, guys. Don't just stand there like somebody with a plum up your rear end. Speak to the devil. He's listening to you, but he can't hear nothing from God. But he can hear your words. I dare somebody to type on the screen. I dare you to type, God is fixing to bless me this year in 2024. God is fixing to renew my health in 2024. God is fixing to open up doors in 2024. God is fixing to open up business deals in 2024. I dare you to type it. See, y'all going to have to start telling the devil what God is fixing to do. Come on. That's my sword. That's my offense. My words in my mouth. Listen to this. That's right, brother. Say it. Say it. That's right. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord, what? Come on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on. Somebody needs to say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you believe God is going to redeem you this year, say so. Say so. Watch this, guys. I'm going to show you guys something in James here. Say hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Amen, brother. Amen. Look, watch this, guys. I'm going to show you something else here. We're still in James chapter 3, verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member, but it boasts great things. Behold, how great is a matter of a little kindle, fire kindling. I'm going to read verse 6. It says, and the tongue is a fire. Listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Welcome, guys. Glory, glory, glory. The tongue is a fire and a world of iniquity. This tongue can get you in trouble, guys. It can get you wrapped up, all up in trouble, and the devil knows that. Listen, I'm going to show you guys something. This is going to blow your mind. And I need y'all to participate and keep sharing and keep liking, keep sending the heart, guys. They're coming in here. I'm gonna share something with you guys. The Holy Spirit just showed me this, just dropped this in my spirit. The enemy tempted Eve. Watch this. Catch this now. The enemy tempted Eve in her mind. Okay? That's right. That's right. That's right. Amen. The enemy tempted Eve in her mind, right? In Genesis chapter 3. The enemy tempted her mind and made her believe something. He alternated her mind before it come through her mouth. Now I'm going to show you something. The enemy will often speak to us to get us to doubt in God. Watch this. To get us to doubt in God, to doubt what God has already told us. Come on. Because the Bible says, if a man doubts in God, he will not receive nothing. He'll be like the ocean. It'll come and it'll go. It'll come and it'll go. Because God knows, Satan knows if he attacks your faith, you won't receive nothing from God. You won't. You got to walk by faith, guys. You got to walk by faith. God speaks things, you receive it by faith. You don't see it yet, but you know God done spoke it. Come on, guys. Listen. You know, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. But see, we got to hope that it's fixing to happen. Come on. Somebody needs to believe that your aunt and your uncle's coming out of that hospital with that cancer. Come on. God said you need to believe it. You don't walk by what you see. You walk by what God has told you. Now the enemy tempted Eve in the mind. She began to believe what he was saying to her. And then here comes God in the picture. And he said, Adam, where art you? Watch this. They already ate the apple. She gave some to her husband. So Adam comes back to God and he said, Lord, I hid myself because I was naked. He said, who told you that? Come on, y'all got to get this. The only way they got knocked out of the garden, the only way that Adam and Eve got knocked out of God's blessings, because God told them not to touch it, but they would rather believe somebody else of what he said. Come on. That's what knocks you out of blessings today. God's told you you were healed 2,000 years ago. When you're sick, you're believing a lie. You would rather believe a lie and be damned or believe the truth and be saved and be healed and delivered. Why? Well, it ain't happening right now. It don't have to happen right now. Sometimes you got to stand on God's word, just like Abraham did for 40-something years. He believed the promise of the God. He said, God will provide, and I know God spoke a son, Isaac, in my life, and if I have to wait 40 years, I won't waver. Come on. Well, y'all believe God for 2 seconds, and if you don't show up, see, that's what's wrong with this generation. We are McDonald's generation. We are Burger King generation. We want it now, and we want it then. Listen, when God speaks it, you stand on it, baby. I don't care what the devil throws at you and tells you God ain't going to never do it. I say, no, God is going to do it. I'm going to tell you, I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know it will be delivered. See, we live in a McDonald generation. We want it right now. And that's why we have to go through trials to develop our patience. A lot of you ain't got no patience. And see, that's the problem with people. I see more and more young Christians, and I know they're young because they're going trial after trial, trial after trial. You know why they're going through these trials? Because God is developing patience. Because when patience has had its perfect work in you, when God says, when I've developed your patience, now I can develop promises in your life. Because when I've told you something, you better bank on it, baby. It's going to happen. When I told you something is coming to your life, it might not come now, but you know what? It could come 10 years down the road, but you better bank on it. If God said it, He'll perform it to the day I die. Come on, I know God can do it. See, that's why a lot of you, when God speaks something to you, you're looking for it right then. Well, where is it at, God? Why ain't He here yet? Why ain't He here? God's like, son, you know what? You got to get this McDonald's generation out of your mind. And you got to understand, God don't work on your time. God spoke something to me a couple of months ago. And I ain't going to tell nobody. My wife knows all about it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm not questioning it. When He tells me to move, I move to the promise. Hey, see, God said, listen, son, I spoke some things into you years ago. But in time, you're going to run right into the promise. Come on. He spoke the thing to Joseph. He spoke the thing to Joseph. He spoke this thing to Joseph. He said, Joseph, the king of dreams. See, when God tells you something, it might not happen right then. And that's why God has to send you through trials and tribulations, because He's developing your patience. See, God is developing your patience. And we got a McDonald generation that wants God to do it right now, right here, God. And God said, listen, in due time, I will give you the promises that I have spoke to you. A lot of you, God has been telling you stuff, and you're saying, God, where is it? And God's saying, listen, if I told you you were going to have a son, Isaac, if I told you, Abraham, you were going to have a son, and I want you to call him Isaac, by George, you're going to have one. But my wife's old. She can't have kids. Good. I can perform the impossible. Impossible. Why? Because God loves impossible situations. But your mouth gets you in problems. And that's where we was in James chapter 3. The mouth can control your whole life. And that's where the enemy is. He talks to your head. I said he talks to your head. And he wants it to come out your mouth. That's right. Hey, Megan, I didn't know that was her. That's my daughter, Megan. Your mouth can get you in trouble. Oh, yeah. It can get you in trouble. You can speak death to a situation. One thing Abraham learned, his wife tried to get him to give up on God and have sex with his maiden, remember? She said, well, maybe God ain't going to give us a child that way. She got impatient. And he said, woman, God will provide. He kept telling her, God will provide. 40 years later, she's still waiting. And then guess what? They had sex one more time. And guess who was born? Isaac. Sometimes you have to wait on the promises of God. Sometimes, why do you have to wait? because God is trying to develop patience in you. You got to understand something. One day down here is like a thousand years down here is like one day to God. See, God's got for eternity on things, guys. He's not in a hurry. God's not in a hurry to perform your life what he's got to do in it. But there's one person that tries to stop the will of God in your life. His name is Lucifer. Oh, yeah. His name is Lucifer. He tries to stop the promises of God. But guys, y'all are feeding him when you speak these things out your mouth. And that's what we're talking about, the full armor of God. See, the full armor of God is the helmet, the breastplate, and the righteousness, and the sword of the Spirit. And we got the shield of faith right here. And the shoes give us direction. See, David said, I hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against you. He said, Lord, your word is like a lamp under my feet. See, when God starts dealing with feet, he starts dealing with direction. See, a lot of you need direction in your life. And how do you get the direction? The word of God. And listening to the voice of God. How can we listen to the voice of God? Very simple, guys. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. People tell me that all the time. I can't hear God's voice. How do you hear from God, Jason? How do you hear from God? Guys, I'm going to tell you something. If you hadn't practiced the voice of God, if you, listen, he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. That's right, Megan, that's right. A stranger, they will not follow. Listen, guys, if you, look, people kill me. They've been in God for 20, 30-something years, and they still don't know the voice of God. That's one thing I'm kind of fortunate with. When I first got saved, I heard God's voice right in the jail. Yeah, I've been to jail, guys. Yeah, I've been to jail. I heard his voice. I didn't hear, you know, people say, well, you can't hear from God unless you're reading the Word of God. You know, I'm going to tell y'all something. I love the Word of God. It keeps me straight. It keeps me in line. God won't never tell me something contrary to his word because he uplifts his word. But guys, that ain't the only way God speaks to you. God speaks to you in dreams. I know y'all, well, Jason, I've never heard of that. God speaks to you in dreams. God speaks to you through the word of God. God speaks to you through circumstances. God speaks to you with an audible voice. Oh, yes, he does. He said, whoever has an ear, let him hear with the Spirit. But the problem with us is, the reason why we can't hear God, because we're not exercising our spirit man. Come on, our spirit man. See, you got a flesh man, and you got a spirit man. Who do we feed more? We feed the flesh. And let me tell you something. The spirit man only lives off one thing. He lives off the word of God. He lives off the things of God, talking about the things of God. He don't live off that stuff. So you got to feed your spirit. A lot of you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. A lot of you ain't got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need to pray to God to give you the baptism. Why the baptism is so important to God? Because the Spirit is inside of us, and when we talk in an unknown tongue, we're praying directly to God. And that's how we build up our most holy faith. Listen, that Spirit can build you to be in tune with God. A lot of you ain't hearing God because you ain't got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something. I've had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen, a lot of people say, and that's why Jesus said, John baptized by water, but one that come after me shall baptize you with fire. And the evidence of the Holy Ghost will be fire, and it'll be an unknown tongue. Listen, you will speak in that unknown tongue because that unknown tongue will build you up in your spirit, man. I know I speak in tongues every morning. I build my own spirit up, though. And Paul talks about that. Let's go to Corinthians chapter 12, guys. I'm going to show you something right quick. I know it's getting late. I just want to show you this because, you know, a lot of you perish because you don't have understanding of what God's trying to say. 1 Corinthians. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, guys. And I know where this stuff is. Why? Because God has taught me these things. Watch this. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant that you know that your Gentiles carried away with dumb idols. Wherefore I give to you understanding that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. So see, you can't even call Jesus accursed without the Spirit of God. So see, a lot of people say, well, I don't have the Spirit of God. Well, you can't call Jesus Lord. You have the Spirit of God. Now watch this. Verse 4 says, now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. Diversity of gifts and ministrations, but the same Lord. And he talks about, you know, manifestation of the gifts and all this stuff. Wisdom, word of knowledge given by the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge, guys, is when people prophesize over you or when people speaks a word of knowledge over you. That's one of the gifts. And to another, faith. Some people's got faith out of this world. That is a gift. But by the same Spirit, another, the gifts of healing. Some people's got the gifts of healing. They can lay hands on you. Benny Hinn's another one, you know. God just works through them to heal people. Okay? To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Come on, guys. To another, drivers of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh in the same Spirit. Same says Spirit. Dividing every man several as he will. Now, watch this. I'm going to show you something. Watch this. Notice he said, dividing to every man several as he will. Guys, do you know you can operate in every one of these gifts? Do you know you can operate in the word of wisdom, the word of miracles, you just have to be, listen to what he says right here. Dividing to every man several as he will. God is looking for a willing vessel. Come on. See, if you're willing to operate in the miracles, God will use you. If you're willing to tell the prophecy, God will use you. How willing are you to operate in these gifts? We see Jesus over here performing miracles with water. Turn water to wine, right? That's right. You know. You know it's the devil or God. That's right, Megan. Guys, you can operate in every one of these gifts. But the problem is, how willing are you willing to let God use you? Here's the thing. When God is speaking to you a word of wisdom, I remember when the first time God spoke to me the word of wisdom over somebody and the word of knowledge, I went to this lady and he told me to go tell this lady that her husband was coming home. And I went over and told her. See, I was willing. See, when God starts telling you to do stuff, do it. Don't doubt it. I don't know God's voice. You know, God is speaking to you all the time. You just need to start obeying him and what he's telling you to do. Guys, the Bible says this, I don't have to teach you the devil, and I don't have to teach you God's voice. As a child of God, you should learn God's voice. How do you learn it? Practicing it. When God speaks, act on it. When God tells you go tell that woman something, go tell her something. God will give you confirmation all the time. He's speaking to you. When Prophet Samuel woke up out of a dream, this is what he said. He said, Dad, are you calling me? And he said, Samuel, no, it's not me calling you. He had to go three times. I'm going to teach you something here. He had to go three times back to his father. He was so used to his father's voice, but he wasn't used to God's voice. But God, this is what Samuel's dad told him. He said, Samuel, when you hear that voice again, just say, yes, Lord. That's how you listen, and that's how you walk in God. When God tells you to do something, act on it. Just don't sit there like a stump on a log. Go do what God's told you to do. Well, I might sound stupid. So what? Look, I was stupid for the devil for years, and I'm going to be stupid for God for the rest of my life. That's how you learn God's voice. You hear something in your head, and you don't know if it's God. Well, let me tell you something. It is God. And you know how you test it to see if it's God? You go do what he's telling you to do. That's how you learn it. That's how I learned his voice. I learned his voice when he told me to go say something to somebody. I went and said something. Oh, wow, I didn't know you know that. Listen, that's his voice. And sometimes I didn't get it right, and sometimes I didn't. But you know what? I'm acting stupid for God now. It's very simple, guys. We don't have to complicate this. It's not hard. When you hear things coming in your mind, obey them. And when you start obeying them, and see, Samuel's daddy told him, said, listen, you hear that voice again, I want you to tell God, Lord, it's I. What do you want me to do? Because Samuel's daddy realized that God, he wasn't calling Samuel, but God was. So Samuel was learning God's voice by acting on what God was telling him to do. So there's the remedy to y'all. That's the word of God. Listen, act on what God's telling you to do. I don't care if it seems crazy. I don't care if God tells you to go dance out in the rain. I don't care if God goes tell you to buy new shoes. I don't care what he tells you to do, just do it. And what did Jesus did? Jesus was telling them the same thing. He said, listen, I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm about to perform a miracle. I'm about to perform a miracle. I'm about to turn water to wine, but I need you to do something. And Mary looks around and tells them when he's about to perform this miracle, he said, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. There you go. There's the remedy. Just whatever he tells you to do, just do it. I don't care if it seems silly. Just do it anyways. Just do it anyways. It's that simple, guys. I mean, when I was born, I didn't ever hear my mama's voice. But I practiced when I was in my mama's womb, I could hear her voice. And when I come out, I knew her voice. Why? Because I always heard it. And see, the truth of the matter is, when you was born, before you was born, Jeremiah said, God formed you in your mother's womb, but he knew you before you was there. So the problem is we've forgotten God's voice. And God wants us to train to get back to his voice. And when you get to a place in God, you'll be like Jesus said. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And the funny thing is, Adam and Eve knew God's voice too. But they also knew the enemy's voice too. Because they believed what the enemy had told them. They believed what the enemy had told them, so they went and believed. And see, that's what it is. When God tells you something, whether it sounds stupid or not, just do it anyways. Well, that's myself. Well, it might be yourself, but how do you know? Well, listen, just like Samuel did. His dad said, listen, if you hear that voice again, you just tell it. Look, God, your servant listens. Whatever you want me to do, I do. But a lot of you can't hear God's voice because you ain't got a mentor in your life either, because you need a mentor. See, that's where Samuel was. His father was his mentor. And he told him, he said, son, if God tells you that again, just say, Lord, I'm here, I'm listening. That's right, brother, that's right. Whose report? All right, guys, I'm going to do something, and it's getting late. I'm going to do something. I'm going to give you a chance to be blessed tonight. I always offer this up. Y'all know where to give. We are on God Saving Ministries Cash App, and we're on Venmo. Cash App, them are the two places. I am working on a portal, guys. If y'all listening on the radio tonight, I'm working on a portal. We do have an online radio, guys. It plays 24 hours a day. You can go back and listen to this message if you come in late, whatever. But anyways, guys, you can give tonight. Allow God to bless you. I always leave an opportunity to do that because that's an opportunity for God to bless you. It is. God told me to do that many years ago. So I'm going to leave it up to you guys tonight to sow a seed tonight. Listen, sow a seed. Listen, it goes for this ministry. Listen, we run a radio station. We're doing ads right now to try to get more people. We got a lot of followers. We're growing on our YouTube channel, guys. Kingdom Network TV is growing. So keep on praying for this ministry. Our goal is in 2024 to reach more people than we did last year. And that's what I'm just climbing the wall. What God tells me to do. So if you want to sow a seed tonight, I feel like somebody needs to sow, and I usually don't do this. I feel like somebody tonight, God spoke to me, and I'm just going to say it, a $920 seed. God spoke to me as I come on the broadcast. Now see, that's practicing God's voice. Yeah, you start talking about money, everybody scatters. But anyways, God spoke to me for you to sow a $920 seed. I don't usually say this. I don't. You guys know me. I don't usually say this. But as I was coming on the broadcast, God spoke to me and he told me, if you sow this $920 seed, God is about to release things in your life just like that. $920 seed. And I usually don't do this at all. I really don't, but I'm going to obey God's voice tonight. God told me to tell you to sow a $920 seed. And when you do, God is going to release some things in your life that you've been praying about. A lot of you have job issues, job situations, job this and job that. And I usually don't, I don't do this. This is not, and this is how you listen to God's voice, guys. When he tells you to say something, you say it. You know what? I don't care if it offends nobody, because this is what God has called me to do. $920 seed. And when you release this seed, God said, I'm going to open opportunities your way. Opportunities your way. And I just thought I'd throw that to you, because if you'll be obedient to God tonight, if you'll be obedient to his spirit, I'm telling you, he will bless you and bless you evermore. And God told me, as I come on this broadcast, he said, tonight, I want you to tell them, there's somebody on here that is going to sow $920 this ministry. And I'm going to tell you something, God will bless you for it. God will bless you for it. And I usually don't do that. You can ask my wife. I just don't do them things. But I got to obey him tonight. I got to obey him. And that's listening to God's voice. That's listening to God's voice. And I know people, they get sidetracked when you start talking about money. Boy, he's telling me to give what? You know, I understand that. But I got to obey him tonight. Because a lot of, whoever this is, God is showing me a marriage. A marriage. You want this marriage to work. God said, when you take care of God's business, he's fixing to take care of your business. My God. See, when you take care of God's business, he's going to take care of your business. And I'm going to give this person one more minute to think on this, because the dollar bill said, in God we trust, and that's why it's not trust with this. That's right. That's right. In God we trust. And God uses, let me tell y'all guys something real quick. God uses that money for a mission. Okay? When you learn that your money is in your hand for a mission, you'll learn to give. I'm telling you, I know this. I've been doing it for years. I sow too, guys. I sow. When God told me a couple weeks ago, sow $1,000. I sowed it. Did I have it? No, didn't have it. But I sowed it anyways. And God has truly blessed me. And I can go on and on and on. I've sowed $600 seeds, $1,000 seeds. I practice what I preach. I don't preach what I don't practice. And God has released us the blessings over our life. You can ask my wife. She beats me to the offering plate. She beats me to the tithe. I'm serious. So I'm going to give it one more time, guys. A $920 seed tonight. I know that's a big seed. I know that's something big. And you think, oh, my Lord, Jason, you telling me again. Come on. But God said, when you release it, the marriage, and I also seen something with a daughter. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but there's somebody on here with a daughter. God is fixing to restore that daughter. Restore. Who am I talking to tonight? And this is the prophetic, guys. This is the prophetic. That's right, pennies. We've sowed in payments. Come on, guys. We've sowed in payments before. Why did we sow in payments? Because sometimes you can sow in payments to the seed. Sometimes you can sow in payments to a seed. So if you don't have the $920, start sowing in payments till you get it paid off. You know what God told me one time? He wanted me to sow a $1,000 seed. I said, God, I can't sow a $1,000 seed. Well, how do you want me to sow a $1,000 seed? He said, you pay payments on everything else. Why don't you pay on a seed? My cheese. That's right. God's been restoring the relationship. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. God told me to sow a seed of $1,000. I said, God, I don't have a seed. And I don't have $1,000. You know what he told me? He said, I want you to sow this seed until it's paid off. I want you to sow a seed until it's paid off. Somebody's going to obey God tonight. And I'm telling you, when you do, God is going to open the windows of heaven over you. My God, I feel the anointing. I'm not getting off here till God tells me to get off here, guys. I know it's getting late. God is fixing to restore you. And you know what? This person with a $920 seed, you've been hurting in your body, and God's fixing to heal your whole body. I don't know who this is. You need a miracle tonight. No, you can't buy God. I'm not trying to tell you to buy God. But when you release your seed, you release your faith. Why? You release that seed because you're believing God is talking to you. And when you release what's in your hands, God is fixing to release what's in his. My God, and I never do this. You know, ask my wife. I never do this. But guys, let me tell you something. You can't buy God. I'm not asking you to buy it. But when you release what's in your hand, God will release what's in his. You're showing God you don't trust in the source, but you trust in the person that gave you the source. Come on. See, we can't serve God and mammon. You know what mammon is? Money. And God asked you, you know, sometimes God asked me some crazy stuff like that. He asked me one time, I say it again. He said, give $1,000 seed. I said, Lord, I don't have $1,000 seed. He said, it's kind of funny. You pay payments on everything, yes, but you can't pay payments on a seed. Okay, Lord. And I do. I pay payments on everything. You don't have a problem paying on stuff, but you had a problem paying what I told you to release. And when I released this is what happened. Watch this, guys. When I released that $1,000 seed, that truck out there, that brand new truck, bam, got it next day. Why? Because, listen, I released my faith. It didn't have nothing to do about my money. Didn't have nothing to do. So I'm going to give you opportunity one more time before we get off here, because I want you to be blessed tonight. I don't want you to be robbed. I want God's blessings in your life. I want God's blessings. So I'm going to give you a chance one more time to go to Venmo at God Saving Ministries, or you can go to Cash App at God Saving Ministries. And if you have any other way to sow, I want you to go to jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. That's right. I want you to go to jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Okay? Kingdomwealthnow.co. And say, Jason, I want to sow, but do you have a PayPal? Blah, blah, blah. We'll get it set up. You can sow that seed and you can make payments. If that's what God is calling you to do, to pay that seed off, then pay that seed off. Release that thing. Don't you keep your blessings. And God's waiting on you to act on the faith. And when you act on that faith, oh God, somebody's about to do something. It's down there right there, guys. Just email me after the broadcast here. Say, Jason, that was me you're talking to. That was me. That was me. I want you to email me and say, Jason, I can sew this way. Can we work it out so I can start paying payments on this seat? That's God saying, guys, that ain't nothing to do with me. So if you get offended at me talking about money, you know what? That's not me. You can ask my wife. I'm just being obedient to God tonight. So here we go, guys. Here we go. This is all I have tonight, okay? I want you guys to be blessed. And let me tell you something. It's not about the money with God. The money is a little thing to God. Y'all know that. Money, God don't need money. Why does God need money? God does not need money. He uses money to release your faith. He releases money to release your faith. Because listen, faith without works is dead. If you don't work your faith, then how can your faith grow? Come on, somebody. If you don't work your faith, how can it grow? And how else better that you can do than act on a word from God? God told me to sow 1,000, I sowed 1,000. God told me to sow 6, I sowed 6. God told me to give more than that. I've gave so many seeds, but you know why? God, people look at me all the time, how are you so blessed? Because I listen to God. I listen to God. I listen to God. In my giving too. In my giving, I do. I listen to God. God tells me go bless somebody, I go bless somebody. God tells me buy your dinner, guess what? I'm going to buy your dinner. Why? Because God is looking for somebody to hear his voice and act on it. Don't just talk about, well, I don't hear from God. God's talking to you 24 hours a day. You're just not responding. You got to respond. Faith is now. Faith is now. But listen, the woman with the issue of blood, she never got healed until she what? Took action and touched the hem of his robe. And the Bible said she was made whole. And then Jesus turns around to that woman with the issue of blood. He says, such faith I didn't see in Israel. See, God is looking for somebody to act on the word that I gave tonight. God is looking for somebody to act on it. And when you act on that word, it don't have nothing to do with your wallet. It has everything to do with the act of your word. That needs to be put on a shirt. I believe that. It needs to be put on a shirt. Faith is an act. We come to Jesus because we believe that he died for our sins, guys. That was an act of faith. And God uses the same thing with your money. Faith is now. That's right. All right, guys, that's all I have for tonight. Listen, thank you so much. I got some stuff to do here. It is getting late, and I was just obeying the Spirit. God told me to do that. God told me to say that. And I just want you blessed, because whoever's got to sow that seed, God said when you release that seed, I'm going to tell you one more time before I get off here. When you release that seed, that's your faith being released. You're believing God for healing your family, for healing you. And there's somebody on here that has been praying over a family member that's got cancer. And God's going to heal that cancer too. Oh yeah, he's going to heal that cancer. Love you too, Mama. He's going to heal that cancer. He's going to heal that cancer. That's a word from the Lord. All right. God bless everyone tonight. Thank you for coming on. Don't forget our radio station at thekingdomradio.com. You can listen 24 hours a day. You can go back to thekingdompodcast.com. Guys, we are growing. We are growing online. Keep praying for us. We are growing here on Instagram. We got almost 4,800 followers. And on TikTok, we got 8,000. So We're growing on TikTok too, so we're growing on all these platforms. So just pray, you know, God. And our email list is growing. If you're not on our email list, go to connect.godsavingministries.com. Go on there, sign up for the email list. We send daily email list, a daily word from God. Get on our email list, guys. God's got some great things this year. God has some great things this year. I want you to say it. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord what? Say so. God has things great ahead of us. So, love you guys. Have a good evening. Thank you so much. God bless you. Good night.